Yo, Larry, we there.
Hey. Yep. Hey, 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 hey. Yep, Power 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. It's No Limit Larry in the morning, Madhouse. We are live and lit this morning. It is Friday, and in the Madhouse with me this morning, y'all say what's up to Miss Jessica the girl next up.
Good morning to you. Good morning to you. We're all in our places with bright smiling faces, and this is the way we start our new day. Good morning, everyone.
Also in the Madhouse with me this morning, y'all say what's up to comedian. Bye-bye.
Good morning.
All right, so I want to get through that real quick.
Let's
just
get
because,
to it.
Because we ain't sugarcoating, nope. We ain't running, we ain't hiding. We right here.
We ain't running from y'all.
To feel all your comments, all your everything, your speculation and everything, we're here to put it to bed this morning. Last night was our Immaculate Winter Block Party. Megan Thee Stallion did a great job. Everybody did a phenomenal job. Homecoming concert for the baby. Due to some unforeseen circumstances, acts of God, these are acts of God, he didn't get to make it in. And we were completely transparent about everything that went on. And as an artist from right here in Charlotte, the man tried to do everything. When I say everything in his power that he could possibly do, he absolutely tried to do everything in his power to get in the city last night to perform for Charlotte, North Carolina, for what we call Charlotte, America, a.k.a. the Queen City. Now, we posted a video on Facebook last night to let y'all know, and Instagram to let y'all know what happened and what went on. First off, I want to thank everybody who came last night. Y'all look good last night, Charlotte.
Man.
Everybody who came out to the concert last night, great time. I had a great time. We was out in the audience. We was partying with y'all. We was out there. I had my kids in the building. My nieces in the building.
My best friend drove all the way from Virginia to come out here.
Listen, this for us was a big, big concert for the Power 98 family, for the city of Charlotte. Because, you know, we have always, always shown this city just as much love as this city has shown us. Now, absolutely positively, Power 98, Beasley Broadcasting, Morning Madhouse, we have never, ever, ever did anything flaw in this city. If you could pull something up, pull it up. Pull it up. Pull it up, pull it out, and we'll discuss that. But other than that, you got to give us the respect to say, yo, I believe in them, because that's all we've put out there is things that you can believe in. So I'm with you, Jessica. We were just talking about this off there. I hate that he didn't get to get here last night and perform.
So for those of you all that don't really know what happened, the baby was supposed to get here earlier in the day. Mm-hmm. First of all, the baby has a once-in-a-lifetime, let's remember, the baby has not even been in the game for a year. Not even been in the game for a year. And he had the opportunity he's going to be on Saturday Night Live this
right,
weekend.
Right, so.
Okay, so he was in New York for rehearsal for Saturday Night Live. That's not a scheduling around the baby thing. That is a scheduling around Saturday Night Live. You got to go win Saturday Night Live.
Right,
it, okay?
Absolutely.
That's not, the baby can switch that up because he's not the only one on there. J-Lo's on there. They got a whole crew, right. Whole staff. That's what that is, okay? So he goes to New York for that. He tries to get on the first plane. They
private
canceled
jet.
The first plane for him.
Because of a high wind advisory.
High wind advisory.
You can look all this up, too.
They high wind advisory. So he drives to Jersey to get on another plane. He gets on another plane and takes off. And then that one has an emergency while he's in flight. And he has to make an emergency landing.
Right.
Okay. An emergency landing, and they're trying to fix the flight. The baby has posted. He is excited. And you all, I can tell you from working behind the scenes before this started, we had given the baby so many credentials. I'm talking about damn near 100 credentials, because that's how many of his family members were backstage to see him do this performance.
Mm-hmm.
This was huge for him, okay? He wanted to be there. That plane malfunctioned, and by that time, they were running around trying to find him a flight. But you all think about it. That's the third flight.
Three flights.
Now, we as regular folks would have been like, hold up, I don't want to get on that third flight.
After the first one, it's over for
me. Nope, because God trying to tell me I'm not supposed to get on this flight.
Right.
I'm not supposed to get on that flight.
Right.
But he is trying to find a third flight to get here. Now, after he does that and he realizes he's probably not going to make it, he doesn't say, well, just tell him I'm sorry. He doesn't say that. He says, stunner, dunk, y'all got to get on the stage, kill it, and FaceTime me, and I'm going to be innovative and do this concert while I'm stuck on this plane.
Because he wanted to at least, he was like, man, he was trying to figure out what he was going to do to show his face in this city last night because, man, we wanted this so bad for him. He wanted this so bad for himself. And, I've been seeing all the comments, reading all the comments, talking to people, you know, the thing about it is, you don't send your whole team, because people are saying he wasn't coming anyway. You don't send your whole team and your family to a show if you're not going to be there. That don't even make sense. That don't make logical sense. The whole team is in the building. The family is in the building. The merchandise team is in the building. They selling ski masks. They selling hoodies. They selling t-shirts. The plane just wasn't gonna come here yesterday.
So Madhouse Nation, it's not a matter of us making excuses,
right?
Because nobody is making excuses.
This is what happened.
We are disappointed too. We as fans wanted to see him perform in his hometown doing this big concert. We wanted to see it. He wanted to be here to do it. So we're not making excuses. We want to make sure that you all have all of the information,
all the details,
so that you all can be knowledgeable and be understanding about this. He's a celebrity, but he's also human. And at the end of the day, this is God. Like, you may not be religious, but, like, I am. And so my thing is, for whatever reason, it
three
wasn't
flights,
meant for him to be here.
Three flights.
But the thing is, y'all, come on, like Larry said, we ain't never gave y'all nothing flaw. He said he coming back. He doing another concert for y'all. And y'all know how we about to put it down.
Yep.
Let's not forget Leighton Green went out there and put a performance on.
Yep.
Let's not forget Fetty Wap came out there and put a performance on. Let's not forget the hottie, Megan Thee Stallion, came out there and did an extra long set and put a performance on.
Yep.
Let's not forget Rich Dunk came out there and put a performance on. Let's not forget Stunner Folk Vegas came out there and put a performance on. And let's not forget that DaBaby got on FaceTime and put a performance on for his city when he couldn't make it home for his first big concert at home, man. Come on. He's going to make it good for us.
So if you got a ticket stub from last night, keep your ticket stub. And we're gonna give y'all he's gonna give y'all a free show. People have also been saying, how's a free show if I already paid for my ticket? Well, you're gonna get what you paid for. So keep your ticket stub. And if you got any questions, if you do want to talk to Ticketmaster, you can go to Ticketmaster this morning, starting at 10 o'clock, and you can talk to them whatever you want to talk to them about. If you want to talk to us, 570-WPEG. In the meantime, it's Pastor RJ Davis of Nations Ford Community Church.
Good morning, I'm Pastor RJ Davis, and this is your moment of inspiration.
No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Moneybagg Yo, Megan Thee Stallion. Megan Thee Stallion killed it last night. It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Today's high is going to be right near 62. And if you was at the show last night, you know the baby did not get to perform last night for the simple fact that he had plane issues. Three planes. And he didn't get to make it into Charlotte last night. Keep your ticket stub from the show. We will be giving y'all another date, another time that he will be making that up to the city and the city of Charlotte. And if you got any questions for Ticketmaster, you can go by Ticketmaster early this morning or call him this morning starting at 10 a.m. Good morning.
I just got something to say about that baby situation. Okay, this pool with the blue hair again. What's happening? Okay, I don't necessarily think everybody mad about the baby not coming online. Yes, they pissed off about it because that's who everybody wanted to see. And me personally, you know what I'm saying? But we hang out with his uncle all the time, and we know we finna see something. You know what I'm saying? We like, okay, come on. They about to turn up for the city, da da da, woo woo. And now everybody just pissed off about it. And they on Facebook cutting up about it. You know what I'm saying? I just think that he should do something for the city only, like a block party outside somewhere. Like, tear the parking lot up. Like, cut up.
And it's definitely coming. Like I said, keep your ticket stub if you was at the show last night. And we're definitely going to make it up to the city. He's going to make it up to the city. And the other part of that is if you didn't get to make it, you might get another opportunity to see him.
Like I said earlier, we know y'all are disappointed. We're disappointed too. We're disappointed. He's disappointed.
Yeah.
Everybody is disappointed. Which, like, this was circumstances completely beyond right. anyone's control. It was completely beyond anyone's control. But you got to get this man some credit. And in an age where you have someone like Summer Walker, I get it. She mm-hmm. has social anxiety. I'm never going to take anything away from her about that. But in an age where you have performers that are walking off stage because they get upset or something isn't going right or whatever, something didn't go their way, something didn't go his way, and he still made every effort to make sure that he was on his stage for his hometown. Yeah. You know?
He really tried. Like, I'm backstage. His manager's in the building. When I say his manager, his family, his whole team, like I said, the merch, if you came in, you saw the whole merchandising team in the building. No artist is doing that if they don't plan on showing up. I'm telling you that.
Not at all.
And so he was just trying to make it right.
Shout out to Nolan Malaria. Shout out to Jessica. Shout out to DJ Midnight Butterfingers. Shout out to Vonetta, Nikki, and B Notes. Because Prague and Church, they were also there, and Incog and Leslie. Shout out to everybody behind the scenes, number one, because last night the show overall was amazing.
Amazing. Everybody that came out, man, it was a show. We had a great time.
We're not going. I can't let this go on where we overshadowing the overall show because of people being disappointed, which we understand. But the show was still great. It was still amazing, man. Shout out to all y'all. Shout out to everybody. Shout out to the city for showing up.
Yeah,
man,
you came out.
Yeah. Shout out to y'all.
Y'all came out.
Shout out to y'all, man.
Showed up. Y'all showed up. Shout out to the city, man. It was a great show. We're not gonna sit here and be like, make it sound like it wasn't a great show. It was a great show that was put on.
Like I said earlier, bro, we got to be completely transparent.
Yeah, we got to.
With Charlotte America. We ain't hiding up from y'all. We wasn't out there trying to prolong the show. We was out there trying to, you know, see what was going on right. and was the plane coming. And through the act right. of God, it just wasn't meant to be yesterday.
Shout out to your girl, Samika. Samika was on the phone backstage.
Everybody was on the phone.
Trying to find a plane for them.
Yeah, everybody was on the phone. I don't know. Charlotte's plug, man. We taking your comments all morning. If you had a great time at the show, you got anything to say about the show, you got any questions, 570-WPEG.
These folks got to hit his shit. No cap.
6:23, 6:24 here in the Queen City. It's time for a Nosy Neighbor News quickie. Let's see. There's another reboot coming. Burp.
Not another reboot.
Another reboot coming. You want to know who it is?
Ooh.
Mo to the.
I heard about
it. E to the. Yeah. Moesha. Brandy announced that after 20 years, the show is making a comeback. She made the announcement while attending Shirley Rouse Divas Foundation event. After Cheryl asked Brandy, would the show be back? She says, I'm here to solidify that we are going to bring Moesha back. Moesha aired for 5 years. Mm. Did y'all watch Moesha?
Of course.
Love Moesha.
It. But, I mean, without Andale and, what was his name, Hakeem? Was that her friend name?
Yeah, because
Hakeem,
yeah.
I mean, without them, how you going to do it? And you ain't in high school no more.
But so, you know, like they have
like
done
they did
a
Fuller House.
They have done a reboot for Fuller House, and they've also done a reboot for Raven's Home. You know, like Raven is the mom now with the kids or something. So and UPN is no longer around.
Right.
So we gotta know what station is gonna go to.
Mm.
So I mean, I think that
she'll
will
get
sort
a station. Brandy
will
get a station.
Yeah, but it will dictate what the show looks like.
Mm.
You know, if it's gonna be like one of them family type shows, more for kids.
Yeah.
That type thing.
It's on BET Plus.
Yeah, exactly. We'll see. Saw what happened to the game. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News.
I want to know what it is. Quick is trying to face.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Tell that. All right, coming up, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. We got your Morning Madhouse Throwback Classic, and it is Chill Eating Friday.
Power98FM.com is your one.
Baby in the hood again. Baby, keep it real with his people. Baby, like a peach. Baby, probably still sell.
No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse. Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Little baby. We got more details from the show last night from the winter block party inside the Madhouse. But right about now, it is a Chill Eating Friday.
It's Chill Eating Friday with No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse on Power 98.
All right, it is a cheerleader Friday here in the Madhouse. And what's y'all school?
Wilson Sims Academy.
Yes, Wilson is in the madhouse, and they're about to do their thing. You want to check them out. We're on Instagram and Facebook at Power98FM. Let's go, ladies.
All around the world, you know what we do? We are the Wolverines. Is that enough for you?
Wolverines are number one.
Say what?
And we always get the job done. Because all around the world, you know what we do? We are the Wolverines. Is that enough for you?
Oh, she killed it last night. Hey, Layton Green. She looked so good last night at the Winter Block Party. Did her thing last night. Shout out to everybody who was in the building last night. Shout out to America. Y'all look good. Remember, viewers at the show, to keep your tickets up. We got more details on that. Coming up in our 7 o'clock hour, this young lady also did her thing last night. Hey, Megan. Megan and the Meganese. I got to see them up close and personal and go to work last night. And Jessica was her backup dancer.
I was.
Charlotte's plug.
That was. I was very excited about it.
Big old freak. Let me learn the morning man how Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B was crazy last night. Megan Thee Stallion did her thing.
I got the dopest picture with Megan.
You do?
She doesn't know that she took it with me.
Okay.
But it was me and Megan.
Okay.
Hey, I'm about to post it on my Instagram page. You see it, Larry?
Jessica,
me and Megan. Me and Megan. Right there. She doesn't exactly know that it was
Jessica
me.
Jessica has the backup dancer for
in
Megan Thee Stallion.
In some states, that could be a charge.
She did a great show last night. She and you know what? Shout out to Megan. Because in the midst of everything that happened, Megan 100% was like, what do y'all need from me?
Right.
What do y'all need from me?
Because she
understood. I'm gonna hold Charlotte down, and I'm gonna hold the baby down.
Yeah.
What do y'all need from me? And she actually extended her set. Yeah, last night.
And she felt bad for him because she's like, "This is your house." Because she had just came back from her hometown from Houston from performing, and she was like, "Man, I hate this." For
and him. She actually talked to him, and she was saying, "Yo, they were really nervous. They were really nervous because of what happened with that plane."
Right.
So she was like, "I got y'all. I'm going to hold y'all down, Charlotte. What do y'all need from me?" So big shout out to her because she came on that stage and killed it.
And shout out to you for being a backup dancer.
Oh my God, it was amazing.
And I got to shout out to April because April, like Bim, told us she called in 2 days before the show and said, "I'm getting on that stage."
And you know where April was?
On the stage.
On that stage.
Performing with Megan Thee Stallion.
Talking about like Bim.
But she gave out. Her knees gave out.
Oh, yeah.
Her knees gave out.
A lot of their knees gave out. Shout out
You know what happened? Their knees gave out because we started the Megan segment a little bit earlier before Megan came on. Remember, we had that whole situation before.
Who was the girl in the auto?
That's what I'm talking about. With the pink on.
Yeah,
that's the pink that on. Was sis.
Hey, pink.
That was sis.
You did your thing last night.
So
you got it in. I was proud of you.
It was amazing.
All right, in the madhouse.
Oh, yeah, it's Chillin' Friday. Let's get it.
It's Chillin' Friday with Nolan and Larry in the Morning Madhouse on Power 98.
Yes, we still have the cheerleaders from Wilson in the madhouse. You want to see them Instagram and Facebook at Power98FM. They have another cheer for you. Let's go, ladies.
Come on. Get up these boots.
Hands down. We got what it takes to rock the house and make no mistakes. You tried, but you just can't groove. So come on and catch up these boots. Hands down. We got what it takes.
STEM Academy. Charlotte's Plug is a Cheerleading Friday. Goo up. Let's go. Charlotte's Plug. High today is going to be right there. 62 is Power 98.
Rockstar lifestyle, but in more cases.
Nolan and Larry, the Morning Madhouse. Shout out to Blood for New Hip Hop and R&B. Cheerleading Friday. Shout out to Wilson STEM Academy live inside the Madhouse. We are about to meet these cheerleaders. Go ahead, ladies.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Shamaria Meadows, and I am in 7th grade.
My name is Kenya, and I'm in the 8th grade.
My name is Treasure, and I'm in the 8th grade.
My name is Cameron, and I'm in the 7th grade.
My name is Liliana, and I'm in the 8th grade.
My name is Jamaya, and I'm in 8th grade.
My name is Janice, and I'm in the 7th grade.
My name is Melody, and I'm in the 8th grade.
My name is Amari, and I'm in the 7th grade.
My name is Nari, and I'm in the 8th grade.
My name is Jalen, I'm in the 8th grade.
Is that all of them? We got everybody. We got the coaches.
Hey, coaches, y'all come on up here.
Hey. Then come on, man. Come on, y'all.
Hey, y'all. Hey, world. This is Coach Wellburn. It's a pleasure to be here today.
JCSU.
Right.
Representing.
Oh, we got one more.
She got to get it. She gave the camera to the cheerleader.
This is Coach Williams, Wilson STEM Academy, 6th grade ELA. How y'all doing this morning?
What's up? What's up? We appreciate y'all being here and everything that y'all doing over there at Wilson STEM Academy. Y'all keep it up. And ladies, y'all keep doing y'all thing.
Yes. And if you're a cheer squad and you want to come hang out in the Madhouse, send us an email, morningmadhouse@gmail.com. And don't forget, Madhouse has 2 D's. We would love to have you.
This is WPEG Concord Show.
And morning.
Here on Power 98.
Coming up, we're going to let y'all shine. Y'all know how we do it inside the Madhouse. Somebody's doing something good in your life. You did something good in somebody's life. Hey, your kid's leveling up. Your homeboy leveling up. Your homegirl got a new promotion. Your kid's doing well. Your mama doing well. Shout out to yo daddy. 570-WPEG. And while you're dialing, it's that Danny Lay and Chris Brown. Easy, easy, be easy. The remix, Charlotte's Plugs, Pot 98. No Living Larry, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's Plug for new hip-hop and R&B. We're going to let y'all shine in the Madhouse. Y'all know how it goes. Right about this time, we just want to spread positivity in a negative world. Your kids doing well. Your mama doing well. Shout out to yo
daddy!
Chris Brown, Gunna Heat, while you dial at 570-WPEG, 704, 4 minutes after 7 o'clock. Today's high is going to be right near 62, 41 degrees on your way out the house.
You like it what you see? You're the only one that knows what I want. I'm feeling this shit. I know you feeling it too. I can go deeper, but that's all up to you, yeah. I want to get equal. All I ask for my people. Baby, we gon' keep it simple. This trip got you in heat. It's jumping, baby girl, hop on it. Yeah, you know that I'm on beat. All these trips got you feeling.
Pot 98 WPG, Charlotte's Plug for new hip hop and R&B. It's No Limit Larry, the Boy, the Bad House, Chris Brown, Gunna. Got you in heat, baby. 708, 8 minutes out to 7 o'clock. You know what time it is. It's time for us to spread positivity in a negative world. We're going to let y'all shine.
Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Oh, yeah.
Get your shine on. Get your shine on. Get your shine on. You know we gon' make it.
Shine on me.
Power 98, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. What's going on with it? No leave.
What's up, Will? What's up, big dog?
Big dog, you already know, man. I'm calling in, man. I got to let Team True Blue shine, man, because I'm telling you, that boy Deep Donnell Gardner was a fool through the Thanksgiving, man. Shout out to everybody, man. We was able to touch over 300 families for Thanksgiving in our Christmas mode now, man. So the same families going to need tests on Christmas. We need some sponsors, man. But we let everybody shine, man, especially Deep Donnell Gardner.
Big up.
Shine on me. Shine on me.
Shine on me.
What up, D?
Power 98, good morning. Who's trying to let shine?
I want to let my son, Jaquelin Logan, shine. He's in his first year of college at Winston-Salem University, and he's preparing for his first bed of Zayo.
Shine on me, 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 shine on me.
Power 98, good morning. Who you letting shine?
I'm letting Power 98 shine for being out as a
Children's Pavilion Hospital yesterday. I have a grandson there. Thank God he'll be coming home on Monday. Y'all did a great job. And don't do no more apologies, Charlotte. They'll be all right. Y'all did a good apology. They'll be all right. Y'all have a blessed day.
No. We just like to be 100% and 100% real with our listeners, despite whether they believe it or not. That's what we just tell them, the truth. And that's that. We've always been that way, and we will continue and remain the same. But we appreciate you letting us shine this morning.
And we are glad that your grandson is doing well.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And Levine's was dope yesterday morning.
Oh, man, we had a great time.
Yeah, and we didn't even get to report the good news on that we exceeded our goal, and we beat the goal from last year.
Yes.
Shout out to Madhouse Next to Charlotte America for tapping in and chiming in and helping out with that.
Thank you. All you candy canes, ornaments, Christmas stars
and Secret Santas.
Thank you so much.
That was dope, man. Mm-hmm. We forgot about that.
We had a great time. It was a busy day.
It was one of them days. Be like, yeah, they got their money out of me yesterday.
Ooh, child.
They got every dollar they ever paid me.
It almost didn't happen this morning. I'm gonna let y'all know.
I was gonna be 2 seconds.
I had to tell people about what was gonna happen. I knew we weren't gonna be. I won't gonna be here at our normal time.
Yeah.
But I had to let people know what went down. Yeah. Yesterday.
Definitely had to be here this morning. All right, Power 98. Good morning. Who you gonna let shine?
Good morning. I would like to let my daughter Jamiah Springs with the Wilson Cheer Squad shine this morning. She's an amazing student. She stay on the AB honor roll. Go Wilson.
Yeah. Shine on me. Shine
on me. Shine on me. Y'all know how we do it, man. Thank y'all for chiming in. Charlotte America. Coming up is Justice Got Your Nosy Neighbor News. And, of course, we got a chance for you to win tickets. Charlotte's plug is Pot 98.
Time beckons at breakfast because of one big word, bacon. Big.
It's the Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
Y'all nosy.
Man, these folk got hit his No cap.
The Queen City coming up. I've got your Nosy Neighbor News. Someone got engaged yesterday. Got details about that. Someone also announced that they are pregnant. Got details about that. Tiana Taylor is adding something new to her resume. And Kanye West is teaming up with somebody again. Who was he teaming up with?
Kanye gonna team up with Jesus himself.
Okay.
He gonna team up with Jesus himself.
All right, Jesus.
Yeah.
Since Kanye is on this, let me reckon with the white people I used to not like tip, he's linking up with George W. Bush.
George Bush don't care nothing about black people. That's right. What Kanye said.
Well, find out who he's teaming up with. Plus, we have exclusive audio from the baby as to what happened last night at our winter block party. You don't want to miss this. Got all the details about that coming your way in the Nosy Neighbor News next.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to fight.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie,
Cut that. It's DJ Musta Roddy Rich balling here on Charlotte's Plug, Power 98. What's going on, Nosy Neighbors? It's Miss Jessica, the girl next door. It's time for your Nosy Neighbor News for Friday, December 6th. Scary situation for the baby yesterday. He was actually on his way to Charlotte to perform for our winter block party. Check it out.
Look, we on the way to the crib, man. You know, I go by the name of Baby. I'm signing this guy right here next to me, Arnold Taylor. See what I'm saying? We represent SCMG. We the hottest in the game right now. Thanks to you all. And we can never forget where we came from. We ain't Charlotte. We ain't really tripping on that, man, but tonight we come back to the crib, man, so it's a very, very special occasion tonight. I can't wait to see y'all. We'll see y'all at the Winter Block Party at Bojangles Coliseum. Shout out to WPEG.
Incog, No Limit,
Incog. They're the first ones to play my on the radio.
Yeah, so unfortunately, he was coming in from New York, and he had plane trouble. His first plane, he was not able to get out of New York due to a wind advisory. His second plane had an emergency as it was taking off and had to have an emergency landing. Then he tried to get here on a third plane. Unfortunately, it just didn't happen. But he did make it up for Charlotte fans by performing his concert live on Facebook. Check it out. I mean, on FaceTime. I'm sorry.
They got me f***ed up. Look, we're going to do a free concert for all of y'all. And since y'all there, and they can put me on the phone, they can put me on the screen, I'm about to perform this on FaceTime.
Shout out to the baby. We're so sorry that that can happen. He has said he is going to make up this tour, make up this show for his Charlotte family. You know he's going to do it. Power 98. It's going to be an exclusive. We're going to take care of it. So if you were there last night, hold on to your ticket stub. You will get into that one for free. Make sure you keep it locked to the plug to find out more information about that. And we are glad that you and your team are safe. Teyana Taylor is adding to her portfolio by signing with IMG. She's going to take her brand even further. Besides delving into fashion, Teyana has choreographed for some of the biggest names in music. She has also been signed to Kanye's Good Music label. She's made her name as a runway model, so now she's doing it officially. Congratulations to her. Kanye West is teaming up with Joel Osteen again. This time he's going to be doing a sermon at Yankee Stadium. Yeezy, who is a self-proclaimed born-again Christian, will join Osteen for his wife and his wife for their annual Night of Hope event is going down on May 2nd, 2020. Kanye was added to the event after he made an appearance at his church. Look for Kanye to preach and pray at the event, as well as perform his Sunday service. Congratulations are in order for ex-reality star Delicious. She is officially an engaged woman. Yesterday, Raymond Santana shared that he popped the question while they were at a restaurant in Atlanta. He says, yeah, it's official. Y'all can really hate me now. Delicious is officially off the market. She's all mine. Hashtag God gave me the go-ahead. Congratulations to him. Love and Hip Hop personality Hazel E has announced that she is pregnant. She made the announcements 2 months after announcing that she was engaged. She also let fans know that she is past her first trimester, so she felt comfortable revealing the news. Congratulations to her and her soon-to-be husband. Happy birthday to A Boogie with the Hoodie. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News.
Jessica. Power 98. Miss Jessica told you on the Nose of Neighbor News about Teyana Taylor. Well, what did she say about Teyana Taylor? 570-WPET. First call through correct answer. Miss Jessica got some tickets for you. It's Power 98.
Oh. Get the latest news and celebrity gossip.
All right, hashtag Larry Matt has been brought to you by the Cheesecake Carousel. You want some of that authentic cheesecake? You need to stop by the Cheesecake Carousel at the corner of Trade and Tryon. Boy, listen, they got the mini cake flavors like cookies and cream, red velvet, and more. Cheesecake is their world. Quality is their passion. Check them out for that authentic New York cheesecake. Yep. Cheesecake Carousel. All right. Hashtag Larry Mack. I already know. Blah, blah, blah. Hit it for me, baby.
Blah, 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 blah.
Y'all, we mad at the boy in the bad house. We mad at the baby. Go blah, ahead and hit blah, it. Blah, blah, hit blah, it for blah, me, baby. Blah, 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 we already know that. But whatever. We are talking about that. Take care of that. We good on that. All right. We mad. We was mad, too. But there's nothing we could do about plane issues and stuff beyond our control. We appreciate everybody who's in the building. We love y'all. This is what I'm mad about this morning, though. I posted a picture of me. I wasn't even in the picture. Of my daughter and Megan Thee Stallion. And somebody gonna go in the comments and say, I can't believe you gonna let your daughter take a picture with Megan Thee Stallion.
You can't believe that he would let his daughter take a picture with this young lady who is in college, this college educated, that goes out into community and is rounding up girls and doing community service with these hotties, that's preaching female empowerment and sisterhood, and has not one controversial story surrounding her name. You can't believe that Larry would let his daughter take a picture with her.
First of all, if I didn't delete the comment, I would have read their name, but I deleted the comment because you know my block game strong on Instagram. One wrong comment, we'll get you blocked. But first of all, I'm her daddy. For that little girl right there, I pay everything for her. That's my baby. If I want my baby to take a picture with Burpee, Jessica, Incog, Shark, with President Trump, That's my damn daughter.
Now, I can understand a girl having a problem with her, with Ryan daughter. Taking a picture with Burpee.
Wait, what?
That's all jokes aside. That's my daughter. I'm with my daughter. This is father daughter quality time. If more daddies spent quality time with their daughters, we'll be in a better situation in the black community. How dare you come in my comments and make a comment?
Where's your baby daddy at, lady ma'am?
Where's your baby daddy at? Post a picture of your baby daddy and his damn daughter. How about that?
Ma'am, are you ashamed of being a female and embracing your body?
Don't play with me. Today ain't the day,
though. Today ain't the day, lady.
God, do I get one cuss word?
No, not one cuss word.
Take power now.
No Living Larry, the Morning Madhouse. Y'all, it's Plug for New Hip Hop and R&B. And Cog, appreciate you going live in the kitchen on this morning.
Yes, sir. And of course,
now it is time to get Burpee's thoughts.
Sometimes I do have them thoughts,
but it's not Burpee's thoughts today.
Uh-oh.
Today is our thoughts, the madhouse thoughts.
Oh,
because
yeah.
You know I'm thinking, Larry?
I want all the smoke.
I am mad today.
I'm mad, too.
They done got on my nerves. You know why? Because the block party was last night. Shout out to everybody that came to the winter block party.
Everybody.
Shout out to everybody that was a part of the winter block party.
Everybody.
But y'all are getting on my nerves about this block party, talking about the baby and all this. First of all, shout out to the baby. We're glad he is safe.
Safe.
That's the most important thing. He is safe. Y'all don't understand. It was a real life issue. Like, that was a real issue.
Have you ever been on a plane before?
So I want to say this right here. No, the baby didn't perform, but Megan Thee Stallion's knees was well oiled last night on that damn stage.
The baby didn't perform last night, but did you see the girl in the aisle with the pink on?
I did.
No, the baby didn't perform last night.
Uh-huh.
But did y'all see all the ladies and fellas in the audience on stage?
Yes,
with
I did
Megan
see
Thee
that.
Uh-oh,
Shark, you got one? Go ahead, Shark.
No, the baby didn't perform, but y'all had to see me in that Supreme hoodie with Nikes on that Nike ain't even got.
No, the baby didn't perform last night, but I myself was going to do a wardrobe change. I had a whole Versace cardigan.
I'm glad.
It was a Versace cardigan that I had bought for $60.
I heard you had to take it off.
Yeah, that was Versace. I don't know where you got that from.
Hold on. My cardigan, it was
a Charlotte Wilson concert next month.
Stop talking about Burpee's Mr. Rogers. Hold on. He had the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. My sweater was dope.
Web out.
No, the baby did not perform last night, but all that ass that was thrown in a circle.
No, the baby didn't perform last night, but that hen and coke was kicking it.
Listen, boy.
No, the baby didn't perform last night, but Fetty Wap did it.
Yes, he did. The hip-hop cyclops.
Jeez.
No, the baby didn't perform, but Miss Jessica did.
Yes, she did.
And No Limit Larry and Burpee.
Yes, we did.
Y'all didn't say nothing about my performance. I did my thing.
No, the baby didn't perform, but Stunner 4 Vegas got his ass out there in the crowd.
All the way in the crowd.
No, the baby didn't perform, but the boy in the city with one dread dunked.
Rich dunk thing.
Had the whole city doing the dunk.
No, the baby didn't perform, but Ja Ja and her ass was more than enough performance.
No, the baby didn't perform, but Leighton Green.
No, the baby didn't perform, but Ruby Rose.
No, the baby didn't perform.
Oh, my God.
But how the hell did April get on stage?
No, the baby didn't perform, but that young lady who had that black and white plaid shirt on who tried to get down low and twerk, she almost didn't come back up.
No, the baby didn't perform, but that girl with them soldier pants on that came up with Megan Thee Stallion. You need to go to Onyx.
No, the baby didn't perform, but it was one dude who had curly hair that was dancing on every single female that was on stage. I don't know who he was.
The baby didn't perform, but the baby did perform on FaceTime.
He did.
No, the baby didn't.
That was
didn't
a mic drop right there. Get out of there. Get out of there, man. You didn't see Boots' outfit?
I did.
The baby didn't perform.
Drop the mic. Get out of there, Larry.
And those were Burpee's thoughts. Think about it.
When rapping next, I put that 40 out, he better have an angel with him.
All them it's the Nosy Neighbor News, quickie.
Y'all know.
Man, these folks got to hit his no cap.
8:23 here in the Queen City. Another Nosy Neighbor News quickie for you. Despite being voted the most annoying song, Mariah Carey will be releasing a mini documentary all about her hit, All I Want for Christmas Is You. You care about it. You want to watch it. Amazon announced the documentary is called Mariah Carey Is Christmas. And they're going to have a trailer for the mini documentary. It's going to be available on Amazon a little bit later this month. It's going to talk about how her festive song became a hit that stood the test of time. Mm. Mariah Carey Is All I Want for Christmas Is You.
Thank you, Mariah.
A whole documentary.
We appreciate you, Mariah, mm-hmm. for you and your little one little song.
You going to watch it?
I probably will. I probably
gonna watch it too.
I like watching documentaries.
Y'all let me know what happened.
Yeah.
That's crazy though. I mean, even though it's like the most annoying song, it's you gotta hear it every Christmas.
Yeah. And you gonna it's Mariah Carey. You gonna watch it. Because exactly. You're gonna watch it either to criticize it or to like it.
Yeah.
You gonna watch it.
I'm Miss Jessica the Girl Next Door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News quickie.
I wanna know what it is Quick is trying to fight.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie.
All right, let's find out what's popping this weekend, big dog. You know how it's going down tonight. Me and Butterfingers jumping out for you. $2 Fridays at the White House. We doing it real big tonight. You know, Shine Time Management, $2 Fridays at the White House. Hey, they said it's the All Red Bash tonight. Somebody's birthday party. So come on in. Celebrate with myself, DJ Butterfingers. 10 to midnight, we up in there. 4809 Wilkinson Boulevard. And then tomorrow, like Burpee say, tomorrow. It is going down at the Monarch Room. You can catch Vonietta and DJ Butterfingers. 2016 North Graham Street, right beside what, Burpee?
$1,000.
Man, make sure you check out the Monarch Group.
Y'all know I got the movies coming out for you. This weekend, dropping today, No Safe Spaces.
Okay, thank you.
AKA, exactly. Nothing really drops today that we would go see.
Well, you can go catch up. Go watch Queen and Slim.
Yeah, go watch
Go that. Watch Queen and Slim.
Go watch Queen and Slim.
Go take your kids and see Frozen 2.
Yeah.
I got a really dope event for you. You know, we have a lot of youth that are out here, and they're entrepreneurs. They have their own business. Well, the McCrory YMCA is doing the Young Entrepreneurs event. Is the McCrory Leaders Team pop-up shop where they're going to have high school students and college students that are looking to expand their businesses where they're going to be selling their products. Is going down at the McCrory YMCA this Saturday, December 7th from 12 until 3. Come on out there and support these young entrepreneurs that are making money the legit way. Once again, McCrory YMCA, shout out to the leaders team. You want more information about it, hit up at All About Micah. That's MYCAH on Instagram. It's absolutely free.
All right. Shock, what we doing, baby? What's up with that music?
Well, you already know what we doing. We on 485. Fired up at CBD. You like that, don't you?
I do.
I know it. Yeah, listen, man, we got Fat Joe dropping something called Family Ties and the sick French Montana. I hope he got better. French Montana's dropping one self-entitled called Montana. And Roddy Ricch, please excuse me for being antisocial. XX Tentacion and Q Money. Butter, we ain't heard from Q Money in a minute, but he dropped something, right? And Max B, who's serving 12 years. He dropped something. So I'm going to check it out. See if
he's still locked up?
Yeah, he had 75 years, but he got to drop to 12. So good luck.
Oh, he got to drop to 12.
Yeah, he's just doing 12.
Okay.
Now.
Okay. On 75?
Off. It was 75.
Yeah, but he get. Okay.
Toe tag.
Elbow. He got an elbow.
Yeah, he got an elbow. And that's it for the music, man.
That's what's popping for the weekend. Coming up, man, we're going to be hollering at George Lopez inside the Madhouse.
Suckers call him old school. We call them classics. Oh, oh. Hour 98, Charlotte's Plug.
Coming up, No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse. We're going to be talking to George Lopez. Charlotte's Plug is Power 98. Ringing. This is my big homie right here, George Lopez. What the business is?
Hey, do you think that when you're on the radio as much as you guys are, that it's almost like being married?
Come on, like brother, sister.
It is definitely a family vibe in here.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, what kind of family? I said married. I didn't say family.
George Lopez, what's been up with you, big homie?
Man, just out here on the road traveling. You know, I'm in Nashville right now. We've been kind of running and gunning. So, you know, I'm doing a Netflix special the 14th. I'm taping it in San Francisco. But I always come through here because I think, you know, the crowds are good and the you know, it's the middle of America, the greatest country in the world.
And one thing about it is my former high school basketball coach, Coach Davis, he talks about you all the time.
My man right there, yeah. He's a good dude, man. He's played golf with me. We've been out. He's come out. You know, I think he dated somebody that was Matt Kemp, the baseball player.
Yeah, he dated Matt Kemp's mom.
Yeah.
George, if somebody's never seen a George Lopez stand-up, what could they look forward to?
They live under a rock.
Man, I don't know. I think that, you know, as a Latino American citizen, I talk about what it's like to come from our side of the world. You know, everything is so black and white in this country that, you know, every time somebody talks bad about the immigrants, all the lettuce goes bad. So, you know, when as soon as America figures that out. You know, they're always trying to get you to do jobs that you don't want. Like, you know, I'm not working during the day. So this lady sees me get out of the elevator and she says, because, you know, they try to be polite, would you be a dear and move these chairs, you know, from this room into the lobby? And I'm like, I said, would you be a lamb and go f*** yourself? I know work whether you're polite or not. I can figure that out.
Now, George, with as sensitive as people are today, and with Dave Chappelle dropping his Netflix special and the things people had to say about that, have you adjusted your comedy in any type of way, or are you still that raw, give it to you straight, George?
Well, you know what? I think that a lot of comedians have. I don't think that I can. And I think, you know, here's the thing, though. When you know, I've been doing it for 40 years, so... Mm. When you try to accommodate for somebody else, you can never be your best. And I have to admit, it did try to affect me, but now I think go back to being yourself. Chappelle is amazing. I went to his Kennedy Honors. I've known him since he was 18. Incredible, funny guy. All the guy he hangs around with are funny too. You know, I got Sed and DL, Charlie, and I were on tour. Eddie Griffin. I got some good guys too.
George Lopez on the line with the Morning Madhouse. Hi, Mr. Lopez. So excited about this. I have a question for you. Pete Davidson just forced his fans to sign a NDA at his recent show. Is that something that you might do at your shows, especially seeing as you have a Netflix show coming up? Would you force your fans to sign an NDA at your shows?
Listen, nobody black and nobody Latino is going to sign an NDA. The majority of my audiences don't even have the right ID. So they probably will sign an NDA. Listen, I make it easier for my audience. If you don't have a birth certificate at the end of the show, I let you run a copy of mine.
George, I think that I talked to you one time and you was doing some construction at your house or something, and your son had did something or something before?
No, check this out. So the first house that I bought the house that the Olsen twins grew up in.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Out there by Warner Brothers. So it needed a new roof. And then, you know, I'd never really had, I mean, that house was, you know, it was a beautiful house, big house, two-story house. I'd never, you know, owned a two-story house. So the insurance company sends me a check for like $25,000. I'm supposed to give that to the contractor. I didn't know that. You know what? I knew it wasn't mine because I took it to like a liquor store, a Western Union check cashing place, and took it there. That's when you know it's not legit. Like, you don't want anybody to see you. So when I gave it back to the insurance company, the contractor had hired like 9 Mexican dudes in the middle of the summer, probably like 115 degrees. And I go over there and there's nobody on the roof. And then I go around the backyard. I'm like, well, where are these dudes at? I go around the back, and in the corner of my house, I can hear splashing. So when I open the gate, all 9 guys are in their underwear and they're swimming in my pool. So then one of the guys gets out and he looks at me and he goes, hey, man, jump in. The man's not home.
He didn't know it was your house.
He didn't know it was my house.
Did you get in the pool?
I did jump in. I was married at that time, and my wife is Cuban, man. And she was like, what did you say? I hope you told them that you. I said, I jumped in with the fast. I'm not like that. You know, when we went to the White, I went to a state dinner when Obama was president,
mm-hmm.
and it was the president of Mexico. So they said, "You're sitting with the president." I said, "Which country? Mexico." So at the table, you know, they have your name handwritten. There was a small gold name place holder that on one side of the front was American flag, on the back side had a Mexican flag. When I sat down, have you guys ever saw something and you knew you were going to take it? Like I sat down,
yeah.
I was like,
"Oh yeah,
that's mine right there." I get up as the guys start to collect it. I get up and I walk back and they're all gone. You know, the guys already came and picked them up. When we go back to the hotel, I take it out and I show it to my wife and she flips out. I can't believe it. Like, what the? She goes, "Did you take that? I said, "Yeah." I said, "Hell yeah, I took it. Look at it. Look at it." And then she goes, "You got to take it back." I'm like, "You can't. It's like 12:30 at night." And she goes, "I can't believe it. I can't believe it." She goes, "You're an American. What kind of American steals from the White House?" I said, "A Mexican American."
And an African American, because I
would
have took it too.
Right.
I said, "I was going to take yours. I thought you were going to take it."
Now, George, with you being who you are, with your name being as big as it is in the comedy world, what keeps you coming to the comedy club? You could easily sell out an arena, a coliseum, a theater.
Yeah, yeah.
What keeps you coming back to the comedy club?
This is the truth. And what I've learned is I did radio in L.A. in 2000. And I believe that even with all the internet and Facebook and live streaming, there's nothing more effective than radio to get your message out.
Mm-hmm.
So, and there's nothing more, you know, that's why boxers train in the gym. They train in close quarters. So to do a special, I did all my HBO specials live, and to do a special, I think it's important to get in there to where people are just right there in front of you, and then you get to see like a magician do his tricks without, you know, right there, right in front of you. It's not like, you know, you're way back there. It's like, that's how we work. That's how I work.
Mm-hmm. George Lopez, it's a debate going around about Nipsey Hussle being a legend. You've been in the comedy game a minute. Do you consider yourself a legend?
You know what? I don't. You know, Nipsey was great. You know, I would go to a lot of Laker games and he would come over and he was very genuine, a real person. And it's just very tragic, you know, and
mm-hmm.
everybody's been better, you know, with his passing, everybody's been better at staying together.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think I would consider myself a legend. You know, there's, I don't know.
You don't have to consider yourself a legend. Your work does.
Yeah, I think I would definitely put you under legendary status.
Well, you know, I'll tell you this. There's three things I'm the proudest of. I have a star in the Walk of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
I have a wax figure in Madame Tussauds. And when somebody asked me, "How did you know you made it?" Well, you know, the prop guy on my show used to know these girls that were in porn. They did porn films. So he says to me, "Hey, I'm making some props for this porn movie. This actress is over there. She's a big actress." And he goes, "Let's go," on a Sunday morning. I go, "Let's go." So we go to an abandoned hospital, and they're doing a scene. And in between scenes, that girl is right there, you know, naked. She's enjoying herself. And she sees me walk in the room, and she goes, "Hey, George Lopez, why are you crying?" And that's when I knew that I had made it. And even in the midst of touching herself, you know, your eyes roll back, that they roll down far enough for her to see me. But I appreciate you guys, man. You know, it's fun to talk to people that know what they're doing.
Well, that is a huge compliment coming from you. And please, 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 the next time that you come to Charlotte, please stop by the Madhouse.
I would love to. Absolutely.
Thank you, George Lopez.
I appreciate you guys. Love.
Bye, George Lopez.
Bye-bye.
She's so excited.
No limit.
Right now.
Nola Belair, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. It's Nola Belair, the Morning Madhouse. All right, all right, all right. Y'all know what it is. We playing Who's Ho.
No. Do it right.
Do what right?
Do it right.
Huh?
Do it, Burpee. Show him how to do it.
Who's Ho?
No. Burpee, come on. Come on, it's Friday. At least do it right on Friday for me, please.
What? Just
say it. It's like this. Who's Ho? Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Larry.
So how do we play the game?
Larry, just do it. Who's Ho?
Who's Ho?
you play the game like this, okay? We're going to give you a drop from one of our Madhouse friends, celebrity friends, and they came into the Madhouse sometime throughout the year.
Yeah.
And they sent holiday greetings. They're going to say, ho, 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 Merry Christmas. And you have to tell us who it is that's hoeing.
I?
Who the hoe belongs to?
Who the hoe belong to?
Whose hoe is it?
Who the hoe belongs to?
And when you hear it, you got to call up here and say, that hoe belongs to, and then tell us who you think it is.
All right, I'm about to play it right now. Here you go.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas. Mm. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas. Mm.
Don't give them no hint unless they ask for one.
You don't give them a hint?
Unless they ask for one. They might know who it is.
That one is sort of tricky, though.
They might know who it is.
No, that voice is very
defined. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
No, because I would think his voice would have a little bit more of a New York accent.
Merry Christmas.
You know what? 570-WPG. If you know who ho that is, call us right now.
Let us
know.
I love him.
Whose ho that is. It's Power 98. Power 98 WPEG, good morning.
Good morning.
What up? Who did?
This is Chocolate Diamond.
Chocolate Diamond, oh Lord.
Hey, Chocolate Diamond.
Are you even eligible to win anything right now? Like, I think you done won like 13 gifts.
Look here. I have not won anything recently, I don't think.
Right.
And Jessica, I love your hair, by the way.
Thank you.
I think you won something, but okay. So I guess
I guess you're
gonna try to tell us who ho this is.
I know who ho that is. Now look, don't get me because I mixed their names up and how you say it.
Hold on, I'm gonna play it again and you tell me who it is, alright?
Okay.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Ho ho ho. Merry Christmas.
All right, who you got, Chocolate Diamond?
That ho belongs to Jacquees. I forget how you say it because it's two of them, but one of them say their name Jacquees, one of them say Jacquees.
Okay, so which
is it the singer or the rapper?
The one that's on Love and Hip Hop.
There it is.
You got it.
Hey.
And because you got that correct, we are going to send you to the Monarch Room for the New Year's Eve party. It's going down. It's hosted by Vonetta and DJ Butterfingers. And now you are going to be in the building. Tell everybody what station hooked you up with them tickets, baby.
Power 98.
The only hip-hop morning show is...
No Limit Larry. No Limit Larry. And the Morning Madhouse.
Thank y'all so much.
What's up, Miss
Terry?
What's up, lady? How have you been?
I've been super fantastic. Super fantastic.
Excited about this brand new movie that you are directing. Tell us about it.
Yes, Dear Santa, I Need a Date, starring Ray J and Reagan Gomez Preston and Anne-Marie Johnson. We got B. Simone, Major. So it's major funny.
Mm-hmm.
It's majorly funny. and it's a family Christmas classic. About two siblings who make a bet that they can find love and bring a date home for Christmas dinner after being pressured by their parents to, when are y'all getting married? When y'all having kids?
Mm-hmm.
You want some grandkids? So it's funny. It's a funny look at the dating world now. So we get to watch them go on all these dates and they're hysterical and, dealing with the pressure of parents. Sweating you about getting married and having kids.
And Terry Vaughn, you're speaking of classic, you was on a classic show yourself. How is it different, you know, from being an actress and now you're putting on a director hat? How is that different?
It's definitely different, you know, as an actor, which is still my first love,
mm-hmm.
and it's so fun. And I think because I have a special appreciation and affection towards actors, that helps me to be a good director. Because I love working with actors. I love comedy, especially. So I love, you know, just helping actors find different beats. I love watching them perform and finding stuff on their own and just kind of help guiding them through. So, I mean, I love it. And then as a director, you know, I'm the boss. So I like that.
Okay, boss.
Now, Terry, will we be seeing you on the screen for this movie or are you strictly behind the scenes director?
I am strictly behind the scenes for this one. We thought about trying to put me in a little cameo, but it was just too busy and too hectic. I couldn't do it.
Well, speaking of being on the screen, when is the next time we will see you on the screen?
I don't know yet. I don't know, but I'll keep you posted. I don't know. This directing thing is just really taking off, and I'm loving it, and I want to make sure I'm giving it the attention that it deserves. And I'm just getting a lot of opportunities as a director, so, you know, I don't want to stop it. But I'm still, you know, actively auditioning for stuff. So I have not given up acting, and I never will. So I'll always do double duty.
Terry Vaughn, what's your favorite role you ever played? Is it the one you played on the show, or what's your favorite role you ever played?
I would have to say that it is LaVita.
Alizé James.
Yeah, that it is LaVita. But I will say that Renee on Tyler Perry Meet the Browns is a close second.
Oh my goodness.
They were both just wild and crazy characters that would say anything.
Girl,
and
you be
I
acting up on that show.
Of that.
Is that any way closely related to who you are in real life?
You know, you bring something of yourself to every character. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I grew up in the hood, so I know a lot of hood girls. I can be hood if I need to be.
No, okay.
Tad, not a little ratchet.
You can't think
just a little bit.
And I do love to, you know, just call people out and be blunt. But, you know, you don't in real life. A lot of times we don't say what we really mean or what we really feel. Mm. But that's why I love these characters, because they didn't care. They didn't have a filter. They would say it all.
Mm-hmm. And recently in the blogs, we've been seeing about a lot of shows getting reboots. Is it any chance of the Steve Harvey Show getting a reboot?
You know, they talked about it for a little while, but I don't think so. I don't think it's going to happen.
What do you think about all of the reboots that are taking place? Is this something that's exciting to you, or do you feel as if, you know, people should sort of leave these classics alone?
No, it makes me excited. I love classic television, especially with the sitcoms.
Right.
And I think that people must love it. They wouldn't be doing these reboots if there wasn't an audience for it, and if they didn't think they were going to make some money off of it.
Absolutely.
So obviously people are still, you know, checking for it. And I think it's great, because it was my favorite kind of television.
You know what? I think LaVita Alizé Jenkins should have her own Instagram page, and you do strictly videos as LaVita.
That'd be dope.
That is funny. That's hilarious.
I need 45% of the monetization.
Yeah, I need 5%. I need 5% because I'm listening, and I agree with the idea. That would be dope. And she actually give advice as LaVita?
That would be dope.
Oh, my God.
That would be
dope. You guys are giving me a whole nother show to do. I'd love it.
And not only are we giving you a whole nother show, but we're giving you 3 actors for it.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Since you're the boss now, you can put us in any show, because you're the boss. You're the director.
Atlanta ain't but 3 hours down the road.
We will be there.
A 1-hour flight, though. 1-hour flight.
I love how y'all are pitching this whole idea. I love it.
Right. Yeah. But we're so serious.
We are really serious, though. We are really serious.
I know you are. Yeah. I know.
Let me ask you, we was talking about classic television. Who do you think is doing, or do you think anyone is doing classic television right now?
Let me see. I kind of think Blackish does little bit if we're doing like a throwback to like Cosby.
Yeah.
But they're just doing it in a different way. Because, you know, back in the day, everything was multi-camera. So it was that we shot with 4 cameras, and now everything is more single camera. I don't know if you guys can tell the difference. Is this too technical for you?
No, I know what you're talking about.
Like, I just bored you.
No,
okay.
You did.
So, okay. So, yeah, so that, to me, that's the main difference. It's just the look of it, because they're shooting with a single camera. But I think the comedy and the topics is kind of the same of what Bill Cosby was giving us. Not to say that Anthony Anderson is being, like, I mean, there can never be another the Huxtable family.
Right.
There will never be another. That is definitely one of a kind. But this is a more modern day of that version.
Well, that's dope. And you got your big movie comes on this Sunday, right?
Yes. So this Sunday on TV1, Dear Santa, I Need a Date. It comes on at 7:00 on TV1. It will re-air at 9:00, but try to watch that 7:00, because, you know, the first screening is always the most prominent one. They want to see those numbers. And that's important, you know, the support and watching these shows is really important, because that allows us to continue to make them.
All right, Terry Vaughn, live inside the Madhouse. We appreciate you checking in with us this morning.
Thank you so much.
I appreciate you guys. Thank you so much for the support. Thank you for spreading the word. And trust me, you guys are going to laugh.
That's what
You're
it is.
Going to laugh.
And we coming to Atlanta to pitch our idea.
Yes, please do. Please do. I'll be looking for you.
Thank you, Terry Javon.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
You too.
Wake up every weekday morning from 5:30 till 10 a.m. with no...
Power 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. The star phone is still ringing inside the Madhouse this morning. Miss Jessica, who we got on the star phone?
He is on the line. Very, very excited about this one because I personally love This Is Us. You all, let's have a round of applause for Sterling K. Brown.
Yes, sir. He's on the phone.
Yeah, what's going on, you all?
And Sterling, man, you've been on everything, bro. Everything. You was on Black Panther. You was Christopher Darden. I didn't like you in that. I swear I wanted to jump on that screen and punch you in your jaw in that one.
That means you did a great job.
Yes. You did a great job. You did a great job.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Do people still come at you behind that, you know, you playing Christopher Darden in the OJ series?
You know what's funny? Like, right now it's mostly for This Is Us.
Okay.
What people know me for most of all. But the folks who did watch People versus OJ usually have a pretty strong reaction, if you will, to me. Similar to you, whether it be love or hate to love, I'll take it.
And real quick,
just real quick
for that role, did you sit with Christopher Darden for that role?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, never met him.
No, wow.
Never met him. And only met him briefly after it was all done, like several years later. But during the whole process, I thought I wanted to. I thought that would have been a helpful sort of thing. But you know what? Everything happens for a reason. And I'm glad that my performance wasn't influenced by him one way or another, because I got a chance to tap into what I thought was what his life was like at that time, and that's really all that mattered.
Now, I have a very serious question. The people want to know. They say that now you are the best crying actor. It used to be Will Smith. But now they say Sterling took it to a whole nother level. How do you feel about that?
All right. Well, first of all, giving all due deference to Will or whatnot, there's still a man on this planet by the name of Denzel Washington.
Denzel is a good crier.
And everybody remembers Glory.
Yeah.
Everybody remembers Denzel taking them stripes to the back.
Yeah.
And everybody remembers what we all call the Denzel tear. That one joint dropped out of his eye as like, you know what? I'm going to give you one tear, but I ain't going to give you nothing else. So that, to me, is the epitome that all other sort of black men in this industry sort of put themselves up against.
Mm.
To be in the company of any of them is an honor. But you know what? To be honest with you, I just think that we as a culture are so accustomed or unaccustomed to seeing black men cry that it just always seems like an anomaly. Right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I'm any better than anybody else. It's just like I allow to happen whatever happens, and I don't try to censor it.
Now, Sterling K. Brown, your beautiful wife is also an actress, and we've seen you all together on This Is Us. What is it like actually working with her on the set?
So it's interesting because she was a part of Randall's past storyline on the show.
Yes.
So we would be on set, but we wouldn't actually have scenes together. She would have scenes with the younger versions of Randall.
Mm.
Yeah, with the boy. But my wife and I both went to, so get this, we were born in the same hospital in St. Louis, Missouri. We went to college together at Stanford University, where we did several plays together. And then we went to grad school together, where we got a Master's of Fine Arts in Acting at NYU, where we did several other plays. Ryan Michelle Bathey, my beautiful, beautiful, talented, ridiculous wife, is not only my best friend, but she's one of the best people that I've had the privilege of sharing the stage with.
You better
so
get
any opportunity to work with the wife.
You better stand for your wife.
Mm.
I got to go hang out right there.
All day.
Listen, I almost texted my wife just now and said good morning.
You a lie. You'll never text your wife. I don't know why he on here capping for these people this morning, Sterling K. Brown, because you on the phone showing your wife love. He'll never show his wife no love.
Shut up, man.
Sterling K. Brown, tell us all about Waves. What's going on with that?
Yo, so Waves drops nationwide today. We've been in a few markets, but today is when the whole country gets a chance to take this joint in. It's a really powerful family drama with a black family front and center. This family goes through a devastating crisis, right? And the family starts to fall apart. And then you see how the family sort of galvanizes themselves, put the pieces back together, and find hope and a way to move forward even in the darkest of times. It is an incredible ensemble. I mean, you got award winners and nominees. The person who plays my wife, my heart, Renee Elise Goldsberry, won the Tony for the musical Hamilton on Broadway. Lucas Hedges has been nominated for Academy Awards, Manchester by the Sea. Alexa Demi, who you can see on the HBO show Euphoria, is incredible. And then the two young people who play my kids in this film, they are stars in the making. Their names are Kelvin Harrison Jr. and Taylor Russell. You get a chance to say you saw them win, because they are people who are going to be around for years and years to come. This is that joint that black folks have been asking for. Like, can we see something rather than the okey-doke all the time? It's fun to see a shoot 'em up or what have you. It's fun to see that action. But, like, we are more than that. You know, we are not a monolithic group of people, and we have a diverse perspective. And this is that movie with a really nuanced and beautifully crafted black family at the center. And then most important for me, this is what I'm calling the R-rated family drama.
Okay.
Meaning, yes, it's rated R, yes, it's hard-hitting, but it's something that you're meant to see with your children. I say that because I think more and more people are living underneath the same roof, but they're not really connecting with each other. Mm. We're spending time on these gadgets. You know what I'm saying? We're not in real, authentic communication, and we think we know what's going on in each other's lives, but we keep missing each other. Mm. I think this movie is a cautionary tale of what can happen when people aren't in authentic communication with each other.
Mm. I like it.
That's powerful, right?
I like it.
That is powerful.
That's it. Yeah.
It's a lot of Grammy buzz behind it that they're saying, and we can't wait to watch it.
All right. Sterling K. Brown.
Thank you. I'm just stuttering.
Appreciate you checking in with us this morning on the Madhouse.
You got it, man. Thank you. Y'all have a blessed rest of the day.
You too, Charlotte's Plug, Power 98.
Take Power 98 everywhere with our new mobile.